The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we talk with Hillary Black, and we'll get an update on the scholarships program as the deadline to apply for Missouri Corn Scholarships is right around the corner. That's coming up in just a moment.
The word is out. For 3 years in a row, every winner of America's Elite Fishing Tournament, Crappie Masters, uses E10. Gasoline blended with 10% ethanol. It's the fuel of choice for the pros. E10 is approved and warrantied by every major boat engine manufacturer. E10, made in America, better for the environment.
You guys using E10 fuel in your boat?
Yes, sir.
Empowering anglers across America. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Again, our guest this week is Hillary Black of Missouri Corn. And Hillary, for those folks that are wanting to get applied to the Missouri Corn Scholarships, a quick reminder for them this week, and that is that the deadline is fast approaching.
Yes, it is. Students that are interested in applying have just over a week to get those sent into our office. In order to remain eligible, they must be postmarked no later than Friday, February 16th.
And for those that don't recall, can you remind them, Hillary, what are these scholarships for and who can apply?
Absolutely. Missouri Corn, this is the Growers Association and the Merchandising Council, together award 7 college juniors or high school seniors $1,000 scholarships for the 2018-2019 school year. So those that are eligible, like I said, they're either college juniors, and that is having completed between 60 and 90 hours, not necessarily just your third year at university, or high school seniors. No matter which of those categories you fall into, you must be a Missouri resident from a farm or rural area and pursuing a degree in agriculture, preferably agronomy. We will pretty well take any agriculture degree at a Missouri college or university.
And $1,000 for the scholarship at that level, that's no small scholarship, is it?
No, our grower board feels very strongly that it is important to invest in future agriculture leaders. So they're looking to invest right here at home in the students that they're hoping will come back and either farm or partake in an agronomy-related field to advance Missouri corn production here at home.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that investment from these scholarships. We can really see that pay off, of course, through examples of folks that have gotten those scholarships and come back to benefit Missouri agriculture.
Yes, this program has been going on for almost 20 years, and we've had a great opportunity to actually get to interact with these students down the road, whether that be a Corn Roots participant or through other FFA-related activities, and then also just getting the chance to interact with them at the state fair or at golf events and getting to reconnect and really help forward the corn industry. You know, we've got everyone from industry to farmers, and everybody plays an important role. So it's vital that we invest in that future, not just for improving corn production, but to help us expand markets. It takes everyone to advance the industry as a whole.
These scholarships, of course, just one of many pieces to Missouri Corn's education programs. And how does this fit into the overall programs and the other things that you're doing?
From an education perspective, we like to start with the basics. So we have a Corn in the Classroom program that's available for free to all teachers. We're also very active with 4-H and FFA, and this is just another way that we can invest and improve in the future of the industry by getting them a solid education and really building those skills that it's going to take down the road, whether that is learning the latest production practices or learning what the newest equipment, what the capabilities are there. Technology is ever changing and advancing, and so this is another way that we can invest and really prepare them for what's coming next.
Well, as we wrap things up here, Hillary, let's remind folks again, when is the deadline and how do they apply for these scholarships?
Yes, the deadline. It must be postmarked no later than Friday, February 16th. You can go get an application on our website. It's mocorn.org. There's a rotating banner at the top of the page, and one of those links is scholarships, but you can also find us under the Resources tab. If you aren't as computer savvy, feel free to call our office at 800-827-4181, and we'll be able to hook you up with an application that way, too.
Hillary, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Learn more about these scholarships and apply online before the deadline at mocorn.org.